Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. For those who know me well, yes, there is a backstory and rant behind this post. On LinkedIn, I get a ton of folks reaching out to connect. If the message request sounds sincere, and if they're folks I usually work with, like speakers, B2B CEOs or coaches, I usually say yes. What happens next determines if I disconnect or if we have a conversation. Now, one speaker assumed I could hire them or that I'm some kind of a speaker's bureau, so they pitched me. Now, right after that, a coach questioned my emotional health with some provocative questions in a canned message promoting a free coaching session. So my response is this post as a public service announcement. The big question here, what do you do instead to nurture leads? How do you go beyond the thanks for connecting pleasantries? Here are a couple of my favorite ideas. First up, help them without helping yourself. Here's a great example. Referrals. Think about it. What would you do if you got a message from a recent connection along the lines of, hey, I checked out your profile and I think some of my colleagues could use your help in blah, blah, blah. Is there any way we could have a conversation so I can understand the impact of your work? Not only would I answer that, but I would also comb through their profile to see how I could return the favor. Another idea, joining forces for mutual benefit. If you have a podcast, invite them to be a guest. If you write for an online community, offer to interview them or joint write an article. This allows folks to get to know you without working with you. Here's the deal. Mass messages offering free help worked better in the past. Not so much anymore. The good news, though, is that there are so many ways that we can get to know one another. So let's put more tools in the toolbox. Let's get more creative in how we connect. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.